Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Program on BBS Radio. And we had a very interesting Wednesday call. We did some orb clearing, so anybody like to call in tonight, it would be wonderful just to see what you experienced during this either Wednesday call. It's now up on the website as a pre-clearing under, leave it Spirit Infusion. And that'll still be in process here as we may put some more entries in there. But right now it's different colors. And then you can do a Spirit Infusion at the very end of it. Some people have said, gee, Ron, can I do like three or four of these colors and then do a Spirit Infusion? And yeah, but that would also work. You don't have to necessarily do one color, then Spirit Infusion, then do another one. You can maybe do three or four of those. I wouldn't do much more than four, though. And see if we can get some callers in tonight and just see how things are going. So we'll bring up our co-host, Annika, tonight, and we'll see what she has to say. And tonight's our paranormal program. And we're just going to see who calls in to see what kind of questions we can answer. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I sure am, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and it's so great to see all the people on the fast chat. And welcome, everyone. Like Ron said, this is kind of geared a little bit to the paranormal, and what Ron was talking about kind of goes in that direction, too. And there is some comments on the orb clearing that was what is the newest free clearing on the Creation Lightship page, and it was just introduced on the other day on the show, and a lot of people have some great comments. I see Mike is enjoying it, and he has done the clearing of the orbs on the website and had some sinusy things going on with the red ones and felt that. And he said it feels like a bit of an energetic cleansing. And I saw some other people mentioning something similar, kind of off my fast chat here. But Mike was also asking maybe we could have a little bit of an explanation again of what orbs actually are, Ron.
Boy, that's a really good question. They hang out around people. I was aware of orbs probably about 15 years ago, and they just kind of pop up. You can get them in photographs around people. They show up. Sometimes you can actually physically see them around people. Mainly in photographs is where you can actually actually see them. Some look like little smiley faces. They look kind of nice, you know. But remember, these could be shapeshifter beings that look nice with a smiley face on them. After doing the release of these and taking away different colored ones on the last show, I would think most people who felt that energy have come to a conclusion that these orbs are not a good thing. And they show up with crop circles. And they also show up at people who are out looking for UFOs, etc., sightings. They're always normally too. So I don't think that they're too user-friendly any longer, since the people have had such, tremendous healings and feeling better from that. I think we had a caller.
Sounded like it, yeah.
Someone online?
Hi, this is Chris here.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
So, go ahead. You're on. You got the floor.
Have to speak on the orbs, specifically red and orange. What I'll say is it's really heavy. A lot of layers are coming off. It's weird. They're present. It feels like a presence. It feels like a team, like agents or something, and they're just there, and they influence, and they record, and I don't know who or what it's all about, but all I know is I don't feel as controlled, and I don't feel as prone to doing things that I don't realize myself doing, and I feel a lot more free will available to me. It's almost like they only have the frequency to control you when you do certain things. And if you do things out of a certain frequency, then they don't have that control over you for whatever reason. So they kind of like hide your ability to do certain things. And it's really weird because it's like, it could be the most mundane of things, like leaving your house to go check the mailbox. You know what I mean? If you have the ability to choose to leave your house and go check the mailbox, then for some reason they don't have the ability to control you. So they take that function out of your like control. It's very, very peculiar. So I just wanted to speak on what I've felt thus far.
So you found some colors were more detrimental than others.
Yeah.
More mind controlling, or they took away your consciousness. Is that what I'm hearing you say in a sense, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Red and orange were the two that were really, and I haven't even gotten a chance to really fully explore the list, but I was just so drawn to red because, you know, red is like life force energy. So I'm saying, maybe, you know, maybe that's really, really heavy. And orange is like, I guess orange is the color of, I don't know. It just seemed to resonate with free will or control with me. So, yeah, there you have it. And I'm certainly going to go through that long list of colors in the natal clearing as well, because I don't even know what I have in me to correlate those colors with mind control. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just curious. The two colors that affected you the most, do you happen to wear those two colors in your clothing a lot? I'm just curious if maybe they connect to your clothing, they connect to you, and maybe those are your favorite colors. I'll just fill that out. Does that correlate at all or not?
Well, I don't have a lot of those colors, but what I do have is those colors in like a I have one of each of those colors for every part of my body. So I have like a red hat, a red shorts, a red shirt. I've got jeans with a little bit of red in it and shoes with red in it, you know? So it covers, it covers from my head to my feet. And I like to color coordinate, so I think you're absolutely right.
Well, look, you may have went on to mute, Chris, if you can hear. Or we lost you from BBS.
Can you hear me?
I'm just wondering if...
Well, here he's back, I think. Yeah.
Okay, you're back? Okay.
Did you hear what I just said? No?
No, we lost about maybe 20 seconds, I think.
Okay.
About
what I was saying is that
you're
right. Those colors I have for every part of my body. So I have a red hat, a red shirt. I got jeans with red in it, and I have, like, shoes with red in it, even socks, even, like, wristband accessories. So even though I don't have a lot of the color red, I do have it to where it covers my whole body. And I like to color coordinate, so I'm like double screwed.
Yeah, so would you think, just a question, that they're getting into your consciousness and that they want you to buy that particular color? Or another way of looking at it is if you wore a particular color, do you think you get slime more?
I don't know. Because I think it goes back to what I was saying. They have that control under certain frequencies. So maybe first they get you to wear that color, and then when they have more control over you, they use the fact that that color is there. And a mosquito just flew into the room. The fact that that color is there to maybe give you more mind control or slime you more, so they kind of like hold you back and hold on to your free will and stuff like that.
Okay, interesting to see what we have on the fast chat here. So you want to get into that, Annika? Do some reading there, and thank you for calling, Chris. Unless you want to add something else here, and nice to have another caller who's experienced maybe the website clearing or just know how you felt, you know, just from the last Wednesday show.
Okay, so maybe I should give you the call-in number. The call-in numbers for today, we're on station 2, is 415-762-1161. And there are some other call-in numbers, too. You can go to station 2 on BBS Radio and welcome you all to call in if it's about the orbs or anything else that you want to talk to Ron about. So, Ron, I don't know, but I lost sound for just a little bit of what you said there. So I don't know why that was, but I hope all of you could hear it, but I lost you for a little bit. So anyway, we actually have, Hi was actually requesting a little bit, maybe a sample of the yellow, white, blue, or one of those of the orb clearing. I know you have it online as a free clearing, so everybody can go on there and do them, but maybe we should also do a little sample. Do you feel
okay,
up to doing that?
Let's go ahead here. So here we go. So these are the yellow-colored orbs. Now, this is all kind of like brand new. We're all being scientists now here. So here we go. Remember, these normally are talked about in circles out there as typically being maybe friendly things. Maybe people don't understand them, but they're here. And maybe we're the only show that's going to be talking bad about them, you know. So we're plowing ahead here, and here we go. So we'll do these here. I heard a beep, but we can get the caller maybe in about 2 minutes here. So here we go. So yellow orb, taking this away. I'll count to 10, and just see how your body's doing. See where it relates to on you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This number, this is yellow. Let's do a white orb. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'll do a blue orb. The last show on Wednesday, you may want to earmark that to go back into it here. I'll give you the date here in case you're listening to an archive and you don't know where you are here. So the date would be Wednesday show, Station 1 on the 19th of May. Okay, today's the 21st of May on Friday. So here we go, blue. And blue is very negative. We did that before. So here we go, blue color. Taking my breath away. 1, 2, 3. Feel like I lost half my energy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe that's where we got the words, I got the blues, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe this relates to depression. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That reminds me of that old show on TV, which you may remember. It was in black and white, Walter Cronkite, years and years ago. I think it was like, "And You Were There," or something like that, and they showed old things happening. Well, we're here. Okay. So we have a caller on, I believe. So I heard a beep a little bit ago.
Larry.
Are there callers two out there?
Yes, I'm Larry.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
I can talk a little bit louder.
Okay. I hope he turns up the sound for my part. You're very, very fading right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
try to
talk.
I can hear you pretty well now.
You can hear me then. Okay, yeah, I was wondering if these colored orbs, if they represent different bodies, like yellow could represent the sensual body, red the mental body, and blue the emotional body, the very negative energies that you're picking up. And also, this would relate to the programming. They program us according to these colored orbs. And also, in regard to some people being programmed, some people wake up from being programmed when they get into the light as if they have been victims of amnesia, and they will remember their other life, their realistic life from the false life, and they will try to return to it and to the people they once loved. And sometimes because their memory and their mind and their personality have been disconnected from them because of these colored orbs, they will unify themselves back together again when these orbs are healed and become united with their true self once again and to the ones that they have formerly loved. And I'm wondering what your comment would be about that.
Boy, at this point, I have no clue. All I know is that it started off when I had a phone call from a person, and they mentioned that they have orbs in their room, and they got attacked by them. So I thought, well, I'll just bring this up on the radio program just to see how everybody else felt with the orbs, and we did different colors. And all of a sudden, a lot of people were responding slash maybe reacting to these, realizing that the orbs are giving them negative energy. So I don't know much more than that. I'm just curious myself, thinking that maybe since they're all around us, and after seeing the movie Avatar with the jellyfish energy, I just wonder if these are little beings that are actually jellyfish energies attaching to us. So we'll find out, I'm sure, at some point here. We'll have to investigate a little bit further. We will be doing probably a little bit more to the website as we move through these clearings on these. So do come on it, and I would love to have your testimonies on doing this orb clearing. You just put down orb clearing in the subject box, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I might post a couple maybe of these testimonials that people have had. I won't put your name in, but it would be nice just to have some information. Because remember, we're doing something that no one else is doing here. I guess this whole show is that way, too. But we're going now, first we're going against the aliens that people want to have out there with their flashlights in the air looking for first contact is the orb. So, and they're all around, and people know about it because they've seen them on pictures, for years and years and years. So I don't know how to answer that this second. And I just hope that they're not jellyfish eggs, we'll say, or something like that. So let's do another color. Let's do anything on the fascia? How about an orange? You haven't done an orange yet.
And okay.
Red. That sound good?
Sounds
so
good.
Here we go. So orange colored orbs. So here we go. And some probably have stripes on them too. So multicolored. So stronger. Here we go. Stronger. Good. Okay. So, and we got a beep. So we'll get the caller in about 2 minutes. So just hang on, caller. Thank you for calling. So orange color. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do red. Better do orange again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I see on the fat side. The orbs are running away and scattering like mice. That's good. Thank you. Let's do red. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we do have our special call coming up after this BBS program here, around 8 o'clock or around 5 after 8. at least my time. So just after BBS, after 5 minutes, if you want to come on, and it's a question and answer time for people who are interested in what the creation lightship is, the healings. You can ask questions. I'll be live on that also. The phone number is 646-519-5800. And then to connect, you're prompted, and you have to do a PIN code, which is 9009 and the pound sign. So 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009 and the pound sign. So do come on. It'd be wonderful. So we got a caller here, I believe. Is someone out there? And then next we'll do Violet after that. That's the request on the fast chat now, is Violet.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hello?
Hi. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I had a couple of interesting things to share. I think they're interesting. One, on the call on Wednesday, I was really looking forward to the call. I sat down. I turned you on. I'm starting to listen. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in my chair. And the next second I know, I look up, and an hour and 5 minutes had passed, and your show was over. So I missed the whole thing. And it wasn't like I just sat there and fell asleep. It was just I was there, and then I wasn't there. And as soon as your show was over, I was back. And since then, I have had all kinds of strange poltergeisty things happening around my house. My electrical things turning on and off all by themselves. Smoke alarms going off for no reason. The bell ringer on the stove going off and on for no reason. Not being able to turn them off. They go on and off just whenever they feel like it. And my computer going on and off all by itself, not, you know, some. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but it has anything to do with electrical stuff.
You know,
that's
Pat,
number one, I think I had to share. And I don't know what that's all about. Since I missed the show, I'm not sure what kind of orbs you're talking about. But that leads me to my next sharing, real quick. I used to live in New Mexico, and I used to see orbs there all the time. Not all the time. Frequently, I saw orbs. But one particular time, I was out camping in the desert, and I was camping near an area where a tribe of Indians had disappeared about 500 years ago. Nobody knew what happened to them. There were no signs of them leaving. They were just there one day and gone the next. And I was sitting there with a group of people, all of whom were like New Agers meditating, and I wasn't really kind of into that. I was watching them meditating. And all of a sudden I saw from coming out high in a canyon a swarm of what looked like bees from a distance, but they were like more like little Tinkerbell things. And this was 30 years ago. I didn't know what an orb was, so it's not like, oh, that's an orb. I didn't have that experience. It was just, what is this? The shape was like a swarm of bees coming over, and it hovered over our little group. And then as it got closer, they separated out into little balls of light, sort of like if you've seen on Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, little balls of light. And now these little balls of light were like pretty much white balls of light, and they separated out, and about a half a dozen of the balls of light came real close to me, and all of a sudden it just popped into my mind that it was the Indians that had disappeared, and they were communicating with me and telling me that what had happened was that they were a very spiritual people, and that they had been meditating a lot, praying a lot, doing a lot of ceremonies and such, and there was something going on in their culture. And basically what they were explaining to me that popped, and again, I guess it's telepathy because it just popped into my head that they had raised the frequencies of their bodies through the prayer and basically just went to the fourth dimension. And that they were still living there. They never went away, and that's why nobody ever found any evidence of them having died or them having moved and, or anything like that, because they never left. Now, I don't know if that's completely different from the kind of orbs you were talking about, because, like I say, I missed the show, but I thought I would share that with you.
Pat, that is just amazing what you're sharing, and thank you so much. And actually, I see other people have had something about the missing show thing is mentioned by Ed, for instance, that he said he have had that, and maybe other people want to comment too. And Peace was mentioning that it sounds like you were taking over to a parallel lifetime, and, you know, of course, it could be things like clones in your home. And, of course, the space clearing might help for that. I will soon let Ron continue. I just wanted to kind of brainstorm with you a little bit, and maybe some of that you want to comment on if you feel any of that, or an abduction, which is what that could be too, unfortunately. And that was, I'm speaking more about the first incident now that you talked about, and then about the Indians disappearing and what you were experiencing in New Mexico. I'll just hand that over to Ron. But that sounds like you're really kind of very aware of what is going on in that. And I just saw Brett mentioning that he had seen orbs for a long time and assumed it was just entities. And that made me think about what you were talking about, Pat, about what happened in New Mexico there, and, you know, that sort of similarity anyway. So over to you, Ron.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot there. I would say if you're losing time, just to be very general, that probably means that you're not here and you're somewhere else and you have a consciousness that's here, but you lost it. So you're probably somewhere else and maybe being mesmerized or something. That's kind of how I would look at that if the time went by that quickly and you lost your consciousness being here. So I guess the next thing is, if you were gone for an hour and 5 minutes, where were you? That gets to be very disconcerting and very kind of scary. You know, where do we go when we're not here? That's a good question, you know. I always mention that. When you're not here, where are you? And everybody goes, I don't know, you know, because nobody really knows where you are because you don't have that memory of that, typically, unless you have a scary dream or something. So, boy, that's all really, really good information, and it's very hard to answer it. I would say that you were probably somewhere else, whether it's an abduction, whether it's, you know, something else happening. Maybe they put a placeholder in you, in a sense, a clone body, so that you were here taking up space so the people around you could see you physically here, but you weren't here. Remember, this is what we're going to be doing with the shadow body clearings, is to get rid of those energies. So, boy, it's what you talked about is probably everybody's nightmare. And everybody's probably saying, I hope it doesn't happen to me. As far as the lights going on and off, yeah, that could be entities, and it could be something else too. But I would guess that it's probably entities that they came in. Did they come in from a parallel lifetime? Did they body hop? Did they come in through that energy vortex from wherever you were? That could be possible too. Boy, it's definitely hard to put your finger on that one. You know, it's, like I said, it's probably, you know, people's worst nightmare when you hear something like this here, because you really can't figure it out. And the orbs are the same thing. And like you said, you saw all these, in a sense, spirits come up, maybe from the earth a while, you know, a ways away, kind of like maybe seeing like a sprinkler, you know, coming up out of the ground a long ways away, and you know, all you see is the lights flashing on it. So there's a lot to that. And they could even be orbs leaving or coming also. I just don't know. So it's interesting. So I guess thank you for calling, Pat. I'm sorry if I can't shine too much more light on it, but to me, you know, if you did lose time, you were somewhere else. That's the bottom line. Let's bring everybody into this present lifetime here right now. So I'm going to bring your body back a pound to five to do that. So one, two, three, four, and five. This brings you right into this present moment here. Bring back your spirit. Well, I'm yawning. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, back to you, Annika. Looks like we lost sound here on the fast chat.
Yeah, it's interesting how that's been going on. So, there is also a request of the mind to heart drop, and it's something that you can do every day on your own. You can go to the website. It's right up top on the website, right in the middle, on the www.creationlightship.com. And a mind to heart drop is something Ron can take you through, and it's a really good thing to get used to doing for yourself. There's all audio samples there too, why physical healing are complicated. There's two shows of alien energy removals and 5-day sample healings, and also increase your life force energy, and these are all great to do every day. So do you feel like doing that for us, Ron? And maybe then we can go on to something else after that.
Yeah, let's do another orb one since we're on the subject of orbs here. We have the color
yes.
of... So let's violet. Do that here.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see where these violet orbs are connected to you, taking away your life force energy. This is what the people are finding here. So orbs apparently are not good. Here we go. So count to 10 to release them from you. Just kind of... note your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 12, 9, and 10. That's a rough one, too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. So I think we're having an audio problem, the way it's sounding here. Maybe somebody could call up BBS and just see if they can correct it for us here. So I'll put some music on. Maybe somebody can give them a jingle here. And just kind of sit back and relax. Here we go. Hey, everybody, we're back again here. I guess the orbs don't like us too much or something. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. And you can go on the website and do it also. This you should be doing yourself all the time. This puts you into the present moment. And it'll help you to connect to your spirit. So here we go. Dropping down. This is your awakening consciousness. Dropping down. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on for everybody so you can feel your spirit and your heart center and just feel that peace. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. I'll energize it right now. And we have our special call coming up. Question and answer, 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. It'll be after the BBS program tonight. healing now, if you wish. Here, have the light ship take him out. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Time will be stopped. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just see how you're feeling now. You're going to be liking this beautiful peace energy. And again, still listen to the music here. And request your healing. Made this show a little crazy. At least my voice repeating itself many times. This could be maybe the reason why you sometimes out there have bad days, getting caught in a mind loop, getting caught into patterns that you can't get out of, not understanding maybe what you're doing. So we're going to bring in some more energy, some more peace energy to help everybody out. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Request your healing. Bring up the light being again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Are you out there, Annika, in cyberspace somewhere?
I am, yeah. Wow. What an amazing show. Thank you all for being so aware. It's just amazing. I know some people sometimes mention to me that comments on what we talk about, that this is too negative or too heavy or whatever, but unfortunately the truth is the truth, and, you know, the truth will set you free. So even though we're learning some things that, you know, they don't even want us to talk about, you know, well, it obviously needs to get cleared out from here. So we have
a darkness to light clearing for these orbs here.
That would be great.
So here we go. They wish to come into the light. This is their chance. So I'm going to count to 10, and they can come into the light, get a spirit or so on. Remember, these could be shapeshifters. They could look very nice, and, you know, look like they're very benign beings and wonderful, etc., but what are they really looking like, and what are they doing to you? So far, what we've experienced doesn't seem to be too pleasant. So here we go. Darkness to light clearing. I'll count to 10. They wish to come into the light, have a spirit or soul put into them, into their life form, they can. So here we go. Let's see how your body's feeling now. So this is also on the website. So 1, bring in the energy here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll let you get back on again, Annika.
Okay. And, yeah, Carrie was saying that maybe the BBS website could use a clearing, and I'm sure we could do that, and I often do that, too. So if you want to join me with that, it's on the Alien alien page. I just call it the Alien page. But it's on the website, and there's so many clearings you can do there. So, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of go into something different if we have time and can help, help. Help needs help of a spouse that the energy is around. So, and also somebody else asked for a heart example, but maybe we could do one of those, maybe a cording disconnect or something like that to help this person calling themselves help.
Oh, we did a cording earlier on this program, I think. No, maybe they did that on the conference call. Okay, we'll do a cording here. So here we go. We'll take away the energies. Get a new piece of paper out here. So these are energies attached to your chakras. So we'll start with your heart chakra first. So we'll do the front side. So front side heart chakra, releasing the cords both directions, which you gave to someone and they gave to you. There we go. Back side of the heart chakra, released. Throat chakra, front side, and back side, released. There we go. Third eye, front side being released here, and back side. Power chakra, front side. A lot of energy there. Wow. I'm yawning. Oh, boy. Okay. And back side, power chakra. Second chakra, front side. Back side, second chakra. And first chakra, front side. A lot of energy there, too. Survival energies here. There we go. And backside of the front chakra. There we go. Let's do a heartache clearing. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. Bring in some energy. And I'll count to 10 to release some of the heartache energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Now remember, is this your heartache or is somebody else sending you heartache? Okay, you might want to look at that avenue too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you. So we have our 8-hour call coming up Sunday.
That's right. And if you want to get in contact with Ron about that, that's 8 hours on Sunday, and there's still two more to go. So just email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you can get on that with all of us. There's so much healing done in all those hours, and we continue during the week. You actually get to be on the lightship for that week, so you can continue requesting healing. Also, the Q&A coming up after this show. Hopefully we'll have a good sound and all that. So the number for that, again, is 646-519-5800 and the PIN number 9009 and the pound sign, and you'll be on there. So we're coming up to the end. I don't know, can we do a little heartache sample clearing?
Yeah, just did that one.
Oh, you did that. Okay, my sound is kind of funny here, too. Well, maybe I was taken out. No, sorry. But I think I was just concentrating on what else is going on here with all these orbs and everything. So it was a good show, even though we've had a few interferences tonight. But keep doing that clearing. It's free. It's on the website, and it's called an orb clearing. So just want to mention that for you all to continue with that. And hopefully you can get on the Q&A after the show, too. So what else can we do? We have a couple of more minutes. There's lots of great comments. Now, I've kind of lost what else, what was the request on here, but maybe we could just bring in some good energy through the light being, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So I'll count to 10. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'm going to put some music on here just for a little bit so you can feel your spirit again in your heart center. Should feel some peace again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, our call number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009, and I'll be on that about 5 minutes after the hour here. Thank you, Ed. They should feel feel like everything around you is there, but you're not attached to it. That's how you know when you're out of time. Night Q&A, 646-519-5800, pin number 9009, and our show tomorrow night on BBS Radio is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we're on Station 1, and the show starts at 9 o'clock Pacific, and that's midnight back east. We go to the Light Ship for probably about 15 minutes or so. So if you're interested in creation lightship healing, this is what Jesus did and used 2,000 years ago, by all means, come on to the show. And this is what we do on every show. We talk about getting you in touch with your spirit, having your spirit come into you more fully. And this is what this whole thing is about, is to allow you to have spirit consciousness and to have you do maybe the ascension, or if not, just have a much better life. So this is Ron Amatron. Blessings to all of you, and tonight was a great discovery on orbs. You might listen to the archives on Wednesday also. So I'll see you later, everybody.
And see you on the call, if you can.
The Q&A program in about 5 minutes. Blessings. See you later.
Blessings. Thank you.